Madam President, I wish to answer to a question raised by Sweden on the right to life, liberty and security of persons. That the question that despite the comprehensive legislative framework reports of unlawful killings by the police and security forces, as well as incidences of forced disappearances and torture, continue. They ask to know the measures which the government of Kenya is taking to speed up investigations and prosecute the perpetrators. I wish to explain that all law enforcement officers are trained on the respect of human rights that enable fair, just and humane treatment of the public, which is critical in policing, especially in regard to duties involving arrest, detention, search, seize of property, surveillance, use of force and firearms. Police officers are required to undertake periodic review courses on the use of firearms. All police officers must undergo a vetting process against a set criteria of professionalism, integrity, track record of performance, and psychological fitness. Additionally, an independent civilian oversight authority was established in 2011 under the IPOA Act 2011. The IPOA has the responsibility to oversight over police officers on enforcement of laws and regulations. In order to speed up investigations and prosecute perpetrators, the new board of IPOA is enhancing the staff technical capacity by training investigators on forensic and crime scene management. This has been sponsored by both the GIZ of Germany and the government of USA. The IPOA's new board has also opened offices in all 8 regions in the country and recruited more staff. So far, the IPOA has successfully prosecuted 5 police officers in 3 different cases. These include a senior police officer of the rank of chief inspector who was in charge of a police station. All the 5 officers have been convicted and are currently serving sentence for killing innocent civilians. The IPOA has also charged several police officers with 67 cases which are pending which are pending before the courts of law. May I now call upon Madam Emily